And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And coming up beginning this Thursday, October 3rd, the Louisiana Film Prize Festival takes place at various venues throughout downtown Shreveport. This is the second annual festival designed to spark creativity and support our hometown of Shreveport-Bossier. And with me this morning in our Knoll Foundation studio is Gregory Kallenberg, the executive director for the festival, to tell us all about this year's activities. Gregory, thanks for stopping by.
It's awesome to be here.
So first off, let's just let folks know, if they don't know what the festival is all about, can you give them a kind of a brief overview?
Sure. The Louisiana Film Prize is a short film competition. As we like to say, it's the coolest film competition on the planet. And what it is it's 20 films all competing for one grand prize of $50,000 cash. And the catch, or the twist, is that you, the public, is who helps decide that $50,000 winner.
So those who are coming to the various showings have a chance to actually participate in that final selection of the final winner.
Yeah, absolutely. So the way that the Louisiana Film Prize is determined is two ways. We have a national panel of judges who's flying in, and then the public, after seeing all 20 films, which, by the way, seeing the 20 films is like seeing two-hour movies, basically go and they vote just like they would anywhere else and help choose that $50,000 winner.
Okay. And that's because these are short. What's the maximum length of these?
The length of the films are 5 to 15 minutes. Okay. So again, it's almost like a pop song. If you don't like what's on, just wait another 14 minutes and you get to hear another one.
So this year you've got a slate of 20 and they're going to be screened throughout the weekend. Can you give us a glimpse at some of these works? What are folks going to look forward to, and what are the different genres that are represented?
Well, you know, we have a phenomenal crop of films, and they come from all over the country right here to the Shreveport-Bossier area to show their films. We have a zombie film, we have comedies, we have thrillers, we have horror. It really is across the board, and I got to tell you, I cannot be more excited by what at least I'm seeing on my end with these top 20.
Now, where are these screenings going to take place at?
Well, the screenings are going to take place at three venues in downtown Shreveport. We're very excited about all of them. Of course, the Robinson Film Center, the crown jewel of the film center of Shreveport. Then the Capri Theater. We're turning that back into a theater, but we're leaving the bar open in the middle, which makes people very happy. And then we're expanding to the Art Station this year, which is the refurbished fire station that Schrack is in. And it is a phenomenal venue, too. We couldn't be more excited.
And now, last year, you had a street party going on. What's the other entertainment activity that you've got for this year?
Well, this year on October 3rd, we're having the first annual music prize. So the music prize is going to be basically a makeshift battle of the bands. The twist is that the filmmakers who are judged all weekend long, they get to be the judges.
Okay, so a lot of different kinds of music going to be happening. Where is that going to take place at?
That's going to be at the Voodoo Cafe at 8 p.m. And also any film prize badges are music prize badges, but we're telling people to get there early because we are fully expecting a sold out show.
Now you've got not only the grand prize of $50,000, but you've got some other special awards this year. First of all, tell me about the Big Chief Special Award.
Well, I think I want to start by saying this is truly one of the most unique film competitions in the country, and one of the reasons is because we give away so much. One of the awards that we're giving away is a Lifetime Achievement Award. It's the Big Chief Award, which goes to Avi Lerner, who's the one who brought Millennium Studios here. But aside from that, we also give a lot back to the filmmakers. We give the $50,000 award, but the top five filmmakers this year will receive iTunes distribution, which will allow them to keep practicing their crafts and maybe make a makeshift living for themselves so they can make more films. We're also going to give away five $3,000 grants. They're called Founder Circle grants, which are filmmaker grants, which allows the filmmakers to come back in 2014 and shoot a film, and we will reimburse any expense that is local.
And even for the top 20, even if they don't get in that founder's circle, there's perks for just entering this film festival and reaching that level. Can you give us an idea of what those folks have already received?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, you know, the Louisiana Film Prize is dead set to treat our filmmakers like kings. We want them to be put up on the pedestals that they deserve to be on for this entire weekend. If you get into the top 20 of the Louisiana Film Prize, we give you $500 cash just to market yourself, to, you know, finish your film, do it whatever it is you want with it. But then we also give them rooms at the Hilton, and we also feed and water them all weekend long. It's a good time for everyone.
So it's a little bit of pampering for those who have entered and achieved some level of notoriety. to tell me about the mix of filmmakers who have entered this year. Where do they come from?
Well, you know, it's interesting because this year, 70% of the registrations were from outside the Shreveport-Bossier area, which is astounding. I mean, we had teams from California, Texas, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, Massachusetts, New York. It really was an incredible mix of people and an incredible mix of types of people, too. We had true filmmakers, graphic designers, musicians. It truly was the creative class coming to Shreveport to make their films for the Louisiana Film Prize.
So now we need to tweak those who are local and in our area. You folks really need to get out there and start making some films. Although it's great for the economy to have all these other folks coming in to shoot their films. That's certainly beneficial to this community. Now, for those thinking about entering next year, what do they have to do?
Well, you know, in January, we're going to have our big kickoff like we did the last 2 years, and we'll all meet at the Robinson, we'll ring the bell, and that will allow everyone to just start the cameras and get rolling. I mean, really, the Louisiana Film Prize is a very simple concept in that all we ask the filmmakers to do is to shoot their production in Northwest Louisiana and be able to prove it. So, if I was a filmmaker who had a script in my drawer, I would get it out, dust it off, and get ready for 2014.
For everybody who wants to go out and get passes right now, where do they get those passes at?
You can get the passes at lafilmprize.com. Right now, they're $25. They probably will go up on the day of the festival, so I would get them now. We also have VIP passes available. All passes are passes to see all the films. And once you see all the films, of course, you can vote. It also gives you entrance to the music prize. We're also doing free panels on Saturday from 9 to 1. Everyone's invited to that also. And, you know, the filmmakers having parties and events, and those badges get you into that too. So it's a lot there for those passes.
And are there multiple showings throughout this 4-day period for folks to get down and see all these films?
Absolutely. And on the LA Film Prize website, we actually have the schedule that's posted right now. So you get to see the slates and, you know, the slates of 10 that we had discussed. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to kind of see and sort of plan your strategy for when you're going to see those films. And of course, plan for a lot of fun in between and vote and make your voice heard.
And any final thoughts you'd like to share?
Well, viva la Film Prize, my friend.
All right. I want to thank you for coming by today.
Hey, listen, it is phenomenal being here. And I got to tell you, seeing this new studio just makes me glow. Congratulations and everything.
Thanks again for coming in.
Thanks.
That was Gregory Kallenberg, the executive director of the second annual Louisiana Film Prize, joining me in the Knoll Foundation studios this morning. This festival opens Thursday, October 3rd in downtown Shreveport with multiple venues and other entertainment throughout the Shreveport-Bossier area. For complete festival details, visit them online at lafilmprize.com. That's lafilmprize.com. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
What you have seen is beyond this world, beyond your understanding, greater than your understanding. There are things out there that you must not know. Forget it.
We advise you to never speak of this to anyone.
Or else.
Or else what?
We will return for you.